It's Alpha Vet Snack Region on KHDX on 93.1. We've got a full house.
We Henry. Have a very full house.
So we got Trey Shack Daddy Dyer.
Big Huna Henry Dana.
Got it. And would you two like, do you have your own nicknames?
I have a DJ name.
What is the DJ name?
For all my regulars out there who might know me, I'm DJ JJJJJ. from Sunday Night Slow Jams.
Hey.
Slub star.
I'm D-Dog.
You gotta speak into the mic.
I'm D-Dog.
Hey, we got Delaney Ferris. D-Dog.
D-Dog. D-Dog. D-Dog.
Distance, yeah.
So, a little fun today. After last week, I thought, you know, we all need a breather. Some decompression time. Tonight is...
This was my idea.
Also Delaney's idea.
My idea.
But we've been talking about
it. But that was cute.
We've been talking about it for a few weeks, though.
They're crumbling.
We've been talking about it for a few weeks, and I thought now would be especially now would be the time.
Or this was my first free night.
Or this was Delaney's first free night. But it's trivia night. Hey! I like it. Right. And we've also got a photographer in the booth. Yeah. She's unauthorized. We've let her know that. But
Trey, you don't say that on air.
No, we're all about transparency here. We tell people when we don't research things.
What is your photographer name?
Photographer name. Go.
Go.
You gotta speak into the mic.
Yell it.
Dad.
Darian Elise Dyer.
Oh, I was just like kind of in shock for a moment because I don't understand at all. I thought it was just like supposed to put us in shock.
What
you know?
Did she say?
I guess it makes sense.
All right, Dad. Yeah.
Honestly, I had to think about it. Yeah. That's a thinker. So I thought,
I like it.
You know, we've never done trivia, so I don't really know how long this is going to take. But for now, I thought maybe three. So it's 2-on-2, 3 rounds, 5 points each. Or 5 questions each, a point for each right answer, and we'll tally them up at the end.
So
we're
doing
them
at the same time or at different times?
What do you mean? We're not going to be answering questions.
Ask a question, and two people are answering?
Yeah, two people are answering. Each team gets a question, like to themselves.
So can we trust you that you haven't looked at the answers to all these already?
I assume this website has... thousands upon thousands of questions. I have no idea what
they
are.
Yeah, but we haven't seen the screen. You could just be could have all the answers in front of you. Just to make sure Trey's not cheating.
So
transparency, right, Trey?
Let me turn it up here. We've got all sorts of categories. Up here at the top, you've just got random questions that you can click through. But I thought maybe we'd you know, since this is a radio show and we're professionals, we would go with categories. We've got history, sports, movies, art, geography, music, literature, animal, science, you know, food, political. We're going to stay away from that one. Computer. Looks like you can search for more trivia, but I think this will be good.
All right, I say the team that wins the round gets to pick the new category.
That should be fun.
But
how do we pick the first
one? They can't continue keeping the same category if they keep winning it.
Yeah, we got to change.
It's got to change every time.
I like that.
And it can't be reused.
I guess I'll...
Categories can't be reused?
No. If it's used once, I think it's out.
Yeah, I think we should, yeah.
There are only like 2 categories I even felt we're doing confident in.
Oh, that's good for us. Yeah.
We got to play the mind game. You're very confident in all of them.
Darian, we're pretty confident because
Darian picks first category.
Oh, Darian should pick first category.
Okay.
Wait, so, no. Dad should pick first category.
Dad.
Impartial third party.
So, Dad, what do you think? First category. Well, who's going first for one?
Rochambeau
is very fair.
I think that we should get the questions and we both try to answer it, and then whichever team gets it right gets it.
One question, and then like for whoever throws it out first,
we discuss it, and then we're like, okay, answer.
Oh,
wait, but then we're discussing. I don't know how it's gonna work.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what system y'all are going with. We'll figure this out.
I think we should.
How about we flip a coin? Anybody get a coin?
Whoa!
Hey, what in the world? Henry was ready. All right, you two call it, or one of you call
it. Heads.
Tails.
It's heads. So,
you messed up, Grant.
So D-Dog and Shaq Daddy, are we going to defer or are we going to receive?
We're taking it?
All right. I guess I'll just leave it out here.
We're going to pick the category first then?
Dad was going to pick the category. Art. That's like trivia. That's all right.
A brutal first round.
First question.
Oh, Dutch. I should know this.
Who painted the famous Dutch Golden Age painting, The Night Watch?
Okay.
And I assume, is that the painting?
We're going to set a time of 1 minute on each question. All right,
that's not the painting.
On each answer.
So, you want
to actually hear the... I got
that. Okay. So, it's either going to be Van Gogh, because he's Dutch, or it's going to be, I think, Hieronymus Bosch. Those are the two paintings, like painters, that I was most familiar with in the Netherlands.
You can.
So
this is all on you, I think.
I would say Hieronymus Bosch.
All right.
But no. I'm not committing. Okay. I just want to say that.
I really want to be neither of these two options.
All right. What? Hieronymus Bosch. I swear.
Un-Dutch name you've ever seen.
Rembrandt! Oh, no!
We're going to be that team that celebrates every time.
That's all right.
Yes!
No points there.
Come on!
No points there.
All right.
So, are we now picking the... Oh, no, we're going to stick with it.
I think we
gotcha.
Wait, so are we going to do 5 questions of this category?
No.
Maybe we each do one, and then... Whoever gets it right out of the two gets to choose.
Yeah.
Okay. But what if we get it both right?
We won't. Don't worry.
Then we'll keep doing it until someone gets it wrong. All right,
cool. Let's go here. Which artist is credited with developing...
Wow.
Linear perspective.
You got it. We got Van Gogh.
Just talk it out.
We got
your Picasso.
Gotcha. Are you watching the
TV? I don't think I have you. No, here.
I got your time.
Can you, yeah.
I'm just going to say Leonardo da Vinci.
Wait. I was thinking Van Gogh because there's a lot of lines.
Was linear perspective, linear, was that...
I don't even know what linear perspective is.
That was Renaissance, wasn't it?
Okay, so whatever you're saying, go for it.
Final answer?
What were you saying?
Leonardo...
That's what I would have gone with. Bruta, huh?
Bruschetti.
Sir, we're going
sounds
with that.
Sounds like bruschetto.
Bruschetto.
So we are 0-2 in art.
Danny picks the next category.
What if we just don't answer the right question for the entire show?
We're going to end this like sucker.
Well, I think maybe then that reveals how we're just all not good at trivia. Maybe we get something out of it, right?
Learn something about ourselves.
Next category, Dad. Movie.
Okay, I like this one.
All right, this is for us. Shaq Daddy and D-Dog. Which 1979 film included a spaceship called Nostromo?
These are tough trivia questions.
I'm telling you, maybe it's not revealing anything about our abilities.
The difficulty on these questions. 79.
I don't remember what I watched back then.
Back then in 1979?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
More into books back
30
then.
30 seconds.
Oh, wow, we got a lot of time. Probably
25
probably
seconds.
Probably too much time. Nostromo. That doesn't ring a bell at all.
No, I got nothing.
I feel like it should, but it doesn't. So are we just going to cut it there? All right, let's see what the answer is. Alien. Come on.
You could have made a guess.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been Alien. Yeah. Okay. Next one. Let's go here. All right. What was the name of the Lone Ranger's horse that he saved from an enraged buffalo?
I don't even know who the Lone Ranger is, really, but...
I'm going to say Shadow.
Shadow.
Shadow?
Shadow of the Wind.
Just go for it.
Final answer?
It's a good horse name.
Silver!
I'm so sorry.
Could have gotten
that. You knew that one? Dang it.
Oh, wow.
Dang it. 0-4 Trivia night is going well. Dad, what's our next category? We're throwing these rounds out. We're just going with these
sports
questions.
Sports.
Wonderful. All right, this is us. The Walker Law, passed in 1920 in New York, was a law regulating which sport?
I know baseball's on there on the picture.
That really influenced my thinking for a second.
Also, 1920 is what was popular. It was, I feel like baseball was at a heyday then, right?
I mean, I don't know of what else would be.
Walker. Think about walking. I don't know.
The Walker Law.
Are you
this person? It was a law regulating which sport? Surely it's not baseball. Surely it's something else.
What do you think? I don't know.
You guys do know? Is that what
it was? I'm thinking they know. They got the look on their face.
It doesn't matter because they can't take it. We don't do stupid.
All right, sure. We're going to go baseball?
I guess baseball.
Let's just go baseball. Boxing! No! Would never have. Oh, nope. No idea. Sorry.
It seems like a lot of these questions are kind of like older, you know? Like nothing from our generations.
0 for 5. 0 for 5. next question.
Maybe we'll just all team up.
Here you go. Make ourselves feel better. Which NFL quarterback has been to the most Super Bowls?
I think this is Tom Brady. He's been to 5, right? There can't be someone who's gotten to...
It's definitely, yeah.
More than 5 Super Bowls.
It just concerns me because these are all old questions, you know?
Yeah. But
let's go with Tom Brady because it was your first thought.
Final answer, Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
Hey! Oh! So no,
that is Quiz Bowl right there. Yeah.
Yeah, Quiz Bowl boys and girls. You lead by 1. All right. So now you guys get to... finally, a team gets to pick a category.
Aren't you like Geo? Be like Geo or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, let's try it.
That was, I don't remember what, I don't know if we're.
No, let's do science. We got 2 science majors here.
That's true. Yeah, let's do.
Let's play our game.
All right, so we get the first question here, though, right?
No.
I'd click on it.
I mean, they'll still have a science question. Okay. I figured that we. All right, so you guys pick science. This is for us. Who designed and built the Pascaline? That's my only thought.
Yep.
That's a good.
That has to. That sounds surely.
Pretty logical.
Final answer. Hey.
We got one.
Got us one. Oh, dang. 1-1. Tiebreaker for this round. What is the common name for stone consisting of the minerals jadeite or nephrite?
I'm going to say jade, but.
Oh, man.
But look at the difficulty. Like, this is a bit over.
Wait.
Oh. Mid-range.
That's how people have voted it.
Yeah, let's go with jade, though. I mean, that's... I've had nothing so far in this game, and you just got one right.
You're on a hot streak. You're right. Yeah.
We know who's the strong one.
Jade, final answer.
All right. Jade! Dang, all right.
So does Dad pick a category again, or...
No, we pick another
one. No, you pick another, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But we got that one right, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. Yep, Dad, you're still really weird calling you that. Next,
scroll down a little bit. Show her all of the options. Keep going. Yeah, see those options?
Animal.
Yeah, thanks.
Animal. Animal trivia. That is a funny little animal. The duck-billed platypus is native to what country?
If Katie Brown, my friend Katie Brown, was listening to this, she'd know.
Katie Brown, call in.
She loves Phineas and Ferb.
Gotta talk about that.
Oh, we do.
It's something unsuspecting. I know that.
What country?
I don't know why I want to say Egypt. I think that's pretty far off.
Egypt for the duck-billed platypus.
It's something...
Is it something weird like that?
Yeah. Something whack like Egypt.
Just something like off the beaten path. Libya. It's not like...
All right, is that our final answer?
No. What do you think?
Yeah. 15 seconds.
Your question, I mean, you're making me question my thoughts. Okay, I was just thinking something in North America somewhere.
I mean, we can call it North America.
But, I mean, we need a country.
5 seconds.
Uh-oh.
You said it's something America off the beaten path. The U.S.?
3, 2. Oh,
go. Go with something. Commit.
Yes. Australia. Man.
That was brutal.
That was hard to watch.
I guess you two knew that.
After this,
you said it after the time was out.
Mm.
Did you know it?
After this, all right, you guys get an animal question. After this, we'll play some music.
Yeah, okay,
that's true. Let us. We got to decompress from the decompression time.
We straight up. So we won. No, we hit.
So right now we're 1-2. Yeah, 1-2. All right, next question. The passenger pigeon, now extinct, was endemic to which continent?
North America, right?
I was going to say Europe.
No, it's North America. What? I think. Because, like, that was kind of blunt. No. But, like,
no, Henry.
I'm pretty sure it's North America. They found passenger pigeon bones in, like, the mounds out at the Toltec mounds out in here in Arkansas.
Yeah. Final answer?
They might be South America. I was going to say North America.
That's what I would have gone with. North America. Hey. So now it's 1-3.
You're getting schooled over there. I haven't got one right.
Okay. Sometimes when you don't know the answers, especially in a game of trivia on a radio station, you think out loud, what's going on? So this is Four Non-Blondes, What's Up? / What's Going On?
Oh my gosh.
1993. No. That's a whole other level of cheesy, I know.
Okay.
Here it is.
Yeah. years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Maybe I got one here.
Everyone's looking on their phones.
We're trying to find more trivia questions.
What's wrong with today? With kids today?
Oh, man. I actually had like a 15-minute conversation about with my professor about how much he hates smartphones. He still has a landline. It's pretty crazy.
Oh.
I think it's really neat.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard. Like, it makes things so much easier, but at the same time, it just like destroys lives.
Yeah.
It's at the point where you can say it destroys lives, I feel like.
Yeah. It's crazy when, like, I'm going through and I'm seeing, like, memes of, like, people saying, like, going through, like, their boyfriends or their girlfriends, like, Twitter likes and, like, who they follow and stuff like that. It's pretty crazy to me.
I feel like it's it's also destroying bathroom time. Trey probably has an opinion on this.
I think it's a pants.
No. Like, a good book was always the best thing.
I still bring a book to the bathroom sometimes,
good.
Henry.
Good, Trey.
Old school.
Gotta go old school. Yeah. Bathroom readers, you guys ever have those?
Bathroom that series? Meters?
Yeah, bathroom readers.
Bathroom readers.
Oh, readers.
Yeah. Oh, they said meters.
Also,
what are they measuring?
They're like charging me for the minutes I spend in the bathroom?
You have to pay a dollar.
You're on the clock.
Every 5 minutes.
The hell
out. You guys remember the game Trivia Crack?
Oh, yeah.
I'm downloading that, so we could do Trivia Crack.
I don't think they can hear you. I think you need to...
We could do Trivia Crack.
Oh.
Hey. Did everybody hear me?
Trivia Crack.
Yeah. You can.
I'm at 78%, so cool. No one's probably heard me at all all night.
Maybe. If that doesn't work for us, I think I found another site that's got some good questions. And the first one that it brought up immediately is a easy one, so. Maybe we can get more. We can get. No. No, it's really easy.
Let's do it.
All right. First question. It has been called the greatest real estate bargain in history. 1 million square miles of French claimed land were purchased at 4 cents an acre, more than doubling the size of the United States. What was the bargain called and who is responsible for it?
Some sort of.
Purchase. I actually had a little bit of a twist on it. Like, what was the bargain called? The something bargain, right?
Oh, I think so.
You got it?
It's the blank bargain, I'm pretty sure.
We ready?
Uh-oh.
Are we going right now?
Yeah.
Oh, this is us?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
The blank bargain, right?
Louisiana purchase.
Didn't work.
Was the bargain called, and who was responsible? Who was responsible for it? Good old...
Can't remember.
Thomas?
It could go either way.
Was it Thomas?
You could talk about
Thomas Edison,
both sides.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson?
Who is responsible.
Final answer. Yeah. All right. That's what we're going with.
Let's check it.
Hey! Napoleon we got Dynamite. Another point!
Lance Armstrong.
Now, how I get to another question is beyond me. Maybe I just hit random again. All right.
That's
here we go.
Good.
Yeah. This will work, I think. Next question. As a way of showing team support, Green Bay Packer fans wear which Wisconsin-made product on their heads? Wow.
I'm going to say the cheese. Oh, wow.
Henry's breaking things.
Hey! Okay,
he's free-balling now.
Your mom just sent in Louisiana purchase.
Thanks, Mom.
Jeez.
Just keep them coming.
Just
keep
in case
coming.
We didn't know.
The Swiss cheese hat.
Yeah.
Block of cheese, yeah.
Cheese! You didn't even have to be as specific as you were. Just cheese. So now we're at, 2-4?
Oh, yeah.
Next question.
Thank you.
The U.S. Naval Academy and Army Military Academy are located in what two cities?
Army Military Academy? Would that be West Point?
Would that be West Point?
I don't know.
Would it?
I don't know where the Naval Academy... Where's the Naval Academy?
See if your mom knows.
No.
Wait a second.
No help.
No, I don't. She didn't say anything.
Definitely think.
Send him the wrong answer, please.
Army Military Academy.
For me.
I would say it's West.
All I have is West Point, but that's also schooling, so I don't know. That's not just like, you know, basic training or something.
Mm.
Okay, well, let's just commit to West Point.
Yeah, I think West Point is the best
Academy
answer.
And then Naval Academy is the other option?
Yeah,
Naval Academy. Like another minute because it's a two-part question.
Yeah.
So.
Naval Academy. U.S. Naval Academy.
It's got to be on the water.
Yes.
That's a pretty fair
thing. It's going to be on the coast.
You think it's going to be on the West Coast? I'm leaning. I don't know.
I'm leaning.
I'm getting excited. Are you going East Coast? Maybe East Coast. Okay. We're on the East Coast, though.
Trying to figure out where it is. I feel like
don't you be cheating.
I won't. If she says it, I won't tell everybody out loud.
I don't know.
Oh, she only has a guess. She's not sure. Anyway. You guess. You have to guess.
Oh my goodness! Did you just see it?
Like, no, was it I didn't it? See it. But what she said is just like, if it makes, she's right, I'm gonna feel so stupid.
So it makes sense.
Yes.
Oh dang it! Now I'm gonna look stupid.
Okay, whatever. We have to do it. We're running it.
West Point and some city. 10 seconds. Some city. Let's go.
5 seconds.
Does it hurt?
One.
It's not San Francisco, right, but it's true.
Out of time.
Okay. Did we get half of it right?
No, you got to
get. Well, we got
both.
West Point.
Place.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Woo! Mom was thinking Pensacola. My grandparents live in Pensacola. I was like, if I don't know the Naval Academy is there, oh my gosh.
Man, no, I wouldn't have gotten that.
And I wouldn't have gotten Annapolis. No. But hey, we got half of it.
We
right?
got half of it.
Half a point.
Do we get half a point?
Yes,
are we
half
going
point.
Half points?
Yeah.
These do seem to be two-part questions.
I guess, yeah. I mean,
it's a half point.
We'll get, for the questions that are two parts.
We only have 2.5. You guys
right.
have
4. All right.
Two and a half to fine. 4. Sweet. Next question. Which naturalized U.S. citizen born in Taiwan pled guilty to downloading to tape 400,000 pages of nuclear weapons data without authorization, yet was set free yesterday and exonerated of stealing nuclear secrets?
Wait, like yesterday?
By a federal judge with an apology.
Which naturalized
U.S. Wait, do they mean yesterday, like, as in, like...
I don't know what else they could mean. That wouldn't make much sense to write that question that way.
But it's just kind of weird, like, did they write that?
They probably have these on, you know, timers or okay. something.
This is about as contemporary as it gets. This is yeah. what we asked for.
Yesterday.
And we don't even know it. Oh, I feel like it's not talked about enough.
From Taiwan?
Naturalized U.S. citizen born in Taiwan pled guilty to downloading tape 400,000 pages of nuclear weapons data.
Is there some, like...
This is...
It had to be someone with...
He's got difficult...
Like a certain amount of clearance.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Someone in the government, I guess, or...
Think of someone that you know, because
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
This one.
Taiwan. Do you know anybody who's Taiwanese?
No. So, not even like government officials that are Thai.
No answer.
I don't know.
Hillary Clinton.
Final answer: Hillary Clinton. Dr. Win Ho Lee, Judge James Parker said the prosecution of this man embarrassed our entire nation and each of us who is a citizen of it. I don't know why that part was necessary.
Hillary Clinton definitely did that as well.
Yeah. Hillary.
Crooked Hillary.
Next question. Those two financially strapped quasi-governmental agencies that buy and repackage mortgages to investors are known by what human-like names? Freddie Mac and
Fannie Mae.
Fannie Mae. Are we going with that?
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident.
I feel like these questions are getting
Freddie Mac and
better.
Fannie Mae.
What? 3.5.
High five.
Our church used to have a Fannie Mae yard sale. Do you remember that?
I do not remember that.
Whoa.
Take us back.
Did you know that? No. Okay. I had heard both their names, but I didn't know.
I've never heard of this
I
before
be able
in my
to
life.
Get that.
So,
this is amazing.
Impressing people. I feel pretty good now. Confident. 3.5 to 4. We're catching up. Next question.
Uh-oh.
What important chart was created in 1860?
I don't know.
What?
It says in the 1860. Maybe they meant the 1860s.
Important
chart.
Important chart?
What important chart
Wait,
was created in 1860? Yep.
Yeah.
1860. Chart.
Yep.
That's all we're given.
Yeah. This is pretty ridiculous.
That's a tough one.
Chart.
Chart. Let's see. What was going on in 1860?
Chart?
Chart. What important chart? That is so vague.
I'm thinking political, maybe. I don't know.
Like
don't
yeah,
you?
I was thinking of maps too. I was thinking of maps, but I think they would say map then.
Also crossed my mind, but yeah.
1860s, I think Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of chart that would be though.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know.
There's like
1960.
It's like priest, like when not like kids? Post. It's not really post Civil War stuff. So
no.
Such a short, difficult question.
Confederate flag.
All right.
Time's up. Final answer? Any answer?
No.
All right, here we go. The periodic table of chemical elements. Whoa. No.
Come on, science, dude.
Had no idea that was 1860.
That's history, okay?
That is
chemistry, man. What's up?
Yeah, but I don't care about that kind of thing.
Come on.
You failed us that time, Henry.
I'm trying to go to the next question, but it's...
This is making me so angry.
So what are we at? We're still at 3.5 to 4.
Yeah, and this is our fourth round.
All right, after this, we'll play some music. We'll come back. Maybe some last-ditch questions for those that are behind, or we don't know how this is going to turn out.
I say we do like 5 more after.
All right.
It's already 7:40.
We'll maybe
we're running out of time.
2 more.
Next question. Before Britain changed its currency to the decimal system in 1971, how many shillings and how many pence made up 1 pound?
100 pence.
100 pence. And what about shillings?
How many shillings?
50 shillings.
50? Yeah. I can go with that. Show answer, 20 shillings, 240 pence. Hey. Very weird. Very weird.
Pretty close.
Did not get that one.
All right.
Last question before we go. Since we'll
end.
Mm-hmm. What?
We're taking the lead.
Okay. You have the lead.
No, but like
we're keeping the lead.
We're making it.
All right, here's your question before the next song. The world's first underground railway, subway, tube, metro, etc. was built in which city?
I'm going to say either London or New York.
I'm going to go with New York because, like, London and Paris and that kind of, like, the European cities were already set up. Like, it would have been hard to... I want to say New York.
You say New York?
Yeah.
New York? Final answer?
Final answer.
London. Oh! Some tension on the team here.
I've negatively helped my team so far.
That's all right.
I have a question, and I've not helped other than that.
That's okay. You're doing good, Henry.
I mean,
thanks, guys.
I'm just as at fault.
I'm going to put myself in the corner.
Thank you.
You know, Henry, in a situation such as this, high stakes trivia.
You don't let your team down.
You just got to hit me with your best shot.
No, we're giving no.
Yes!
Grant a song. Pat Benatar's cover of Hit Me With Your Best Shot, 1980.
Grant his song.
We can play that at the very end.
Yeah.
Very
end. Song.
Hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot.
I can't lead off.
Don't you override my song. Hit me with your best shot, Henry.
You're lined up and everything.
Yeah, got to give it to me, please. I'm not going to say that more than once.
Your own song, you know?
I mean, when you say something like that, there's nothing I can do, you know? You have to play the song.
All right.
I've got two others lined up if it was possible.
Goodbye.
Hit me with your best shot.
Let's get down to it. Everyone.
So what? Four more questions, or just two? One for each team to see if, because right now we're at what, 3.5 to 4 still?
Yeah,
maybe we should just end the game.
Hold on a second.
I think we flipped the coin to end the game.
I think we each get one question and then wrap it
up. All right, let's do it. This is for us.
Right.
You and me. Shaq Daddy and D-Dog. The world. Okay, nope. That's a different one. Just watching the loading circle here.
He's just skipping through every question.
He's like, don't like that one.
All right, here we go. The next two are each individual performers with 37 gold or platinum records each. One male, one female. Can you name them? No. No, I cannot. Let's see.
Okay, Elvis Presley.
37 gold or platinum records each.
Either Elvis or Michael Jackson.
And man, Elvis.
Platinum. That's the best.
Thank you, Henry.
And as far as women,
gold, women, I don't know.
You gotta say stuff to just get in their head, you know?
Silver. Third best.
Beyonce.
D-Dog.
Bow down.
D-Dog.
Okay, I think we commit to MJ and.
Yeah.
Female though.
Man. I feel awful.
Falafel.
Feel awful. That's all I'm hearing now. Take it. Falafel.
It sounds really good right now though.
It does. I'm really hungry.
Okay. Let's just go with Beyonce. Because, I mean, I don't think that's right.
Man, we lost.
But.
What? Surely.
You could get half a point.
You could get half a point.
You could get half a point. You're right. Yeah, we could and tie it. Oh, all right. Let's go with it. Elton John and Barbara Streisand.
Oh, I was going to say Barbara Streisand is a joke.
Oh.
I was like, maybe Barbara Streisand. Like,
no. There's no way.
I definitely knew it wasn't Beyonce. I'm not that, like.
Yeah,
I know. But I couldn't think of anybody else.
I really couldn't, think of
it. I had to clarify that for all our listeners.
Yes.
Elton John.
I don't know what you guys thinking.
Elton John. I feel awful. Dang it.
You feel awful.
I feel awful for Elton John right now. We're going to give you a question anyway, just because it's trivia night. You've won. Bow down, Beyonce. Ooh.
That's right. We've won.
But we'll give you another question here just for funsies. Travel warnings are issued when the State Department recommends that tourists avoid certain countries due to political conditions, crime, or instability. Can you name four nations of the world, beginning with the letter A, currently listed with travel warnings?
Mm-hmm. Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Well, these aren't going to... We're going to talk.
We're going to talk it out.
Afghanistan's definitely one of them.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan?
Do you think...
I mean, It's in the Middle East. I don't...
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Travel warnings.
Africa!
cringe.
It wouldn't be...
Armenia. Maybe.
Hmm?
No. I don't know.
Are you keeping up with the time over there?
Hey, these are four. We get 4 minutes, okay?
Yeah, this is four.
We have 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we don't have 4 minutes.
We need 4 minutes. Afghanistan, did you say Azerbaijan?
Mm-hmm.
20 seconds. Yeah. I'll give you 25 seconds.
Armenia and...
Aruba.
What are you doing? Aruba. You helping them out? Ah, we can all do this. It's a hard question.
Yeah. I just can't think of countries to start with A.
Albania.
Algeria. Mm, Algeria. Maybe. Yeah.
It's really bad. We're just like Middle East.
What's going on in these places?
I mean,
all right, we're going to Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Armenia, and Algeria.
Armenia sounds like a really good one. Let's see what they are. Afghanistan, Angola, Albania, and Algeria.
Albania?
That's half a point.
I guess they're having like religious problems, but all right. That's interesting.
That was a pretty good effort, though.
Yeah.
That was good. A lot of countries that start with A.
That's hard.
So, I didn't come up with a funny little pun for your song. I'm sorry. But I guess we'll play it. We'll say goodbye and play this last show. All right. Been a great time. We love guests.
It's been a Alphabet Stack Region Trivia Night.
Trivia Night.
93.1.
KHDX.
Signing out. This is Big Huna Henry Dana.
D-Dog, D-Dog, D-Dog.
DJ, J, 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 J.
And Trey Shack, Daddy Dyer. Henry, tell them what they need to be.
Good night and good luck and be kind.